My weak and sinful tongue is not able to speak of your honor, O Mary.
Adam, our father, who was the first creation by the hands of God, the Creator.
Through the advice of Eve, our first mother, he ate from the fruit of the tree.
So came unto our race and all the creation the might of death and corruption.
Through Mary, the Mother of God, Adam is restored again to his authority.
Behold the two exalted kings, David and Solomon, sing unto her and honor her.
David the prophet spoke of her honor and called her the city of God.
And also Solomon the Ecclesiastes in the Song of Songs speaks in this manner.
My sister and my friend, the perfect one, the fragrance of your garments is an aroma.
All you virgins, love purity in order to become daughters of Saint Mary.
For through her the race of women has found boldness before the Lord.
And we too hope to win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind.
Preserve me, O Lord, for I have hoped in you. Forgive my iniquities, for I have believed in you.
Grant me the joy of your salvation, and have mercy on me according to your great mercy.
Hearken to my words, O Lord, and understand my cries, so that I may bless your name from generation to generation.
That we may bless
the Theotokos, the daughter of Joachim,
with the ancient books.
In the beginning God created heaven and earth, and their adornment with his mighty power.
He directed the heaven out of the water. He established the earth on the water.
He created the heavenly light on the first day with the four elements.
He erected the firmament with beauty under the heavens and the clouds.
The sun and moon and diverse planets that move at all times by his will.
The cattle of the field, the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky and the beasts.
He created Adam on the sixth day according to his image and clothed him with glory.
A soul and a mind and a rational tongue, he knew everything, both good and evil.
He made him a priest, a king, and a prophet. He granted him to govern the whole world.
But he transgressed the commandments of God, so God cast him out with divine grace.
And while Adam was mournful, the Lord desired to comfort his heart.
He shone in the flesh from Saint Mary in the last times according to the promises.
And he saved Adam and all his race through Saint Mary when he dwelt in her.
And we too hope to win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind.